right, it's another Wednesday night, and you are in the zone here on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Dave and Glass with you again on another Wednesday night, and we are, as always, taking your phone calls at 812-333-2665. Lots to talk about tonight. It's a week earlier than normal, but the Big Ten tournament, I know you've been waiting all year for it. The Big Ten tournament is tipped off already with the 12-13 game, Illinois and Iowa. It's a heated game right now. We got 20-10. It's already a 10-point lead. You can guess who's leading because it won't matter at the end of the week. But, yep, we got the first day out skates getting going. Rutgers, Minnesota is the nightcap tonight. The winner of that will face Indiana. So we'll talk about Indiana's chances here. Obviously, Indiana needs to get to the final game and win the final game if they want to get to the NCAA tournament. They might have to make some waves earlier in the week in order to even get into the NIT tournament. Depending on who you talk to about that. So the Hoosiers looking for their postseason, and they start tomorrow night with the late game. Glass heading to New York City. They're in Madison Square Garden. So the good news is they spent all week there, and now they being the Big Ten, and now they're finally starting some basketball off. They've got five nights at the Mecca of basketball, as so it is called. And what good is this going to do for the Big Ten at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the year? Everybody wants to debate it, I suppose. But what you're going to end up with is you're going to end up with a champion of your Big Ten tournament. And for our Hoosiers, they're going to have to be that champion if they want to get to the NCAA. So among other things, is that even reasonable for this team? Should we really be talking about it for this team, or should the pressure be off this team?
If there's no pressure, they should just come back home. If they don't want to compete for a championship, I don't know what you're doing there. They've got so many guys that have plenty of basketball in front of them and so many guys that know their time is limited in the college game. I would hope, and Archie Miller told us yesterday, that they were fired up and ready to go. Had a couple days off after Friday's game to get rested before they left last evening for New York City. And they're ready to play. He thinks in the last 6 weeks their team has improved, and they're getting better, and they've played better, and I don't think that's completely wrong. Do I put them as favorites to win the Big Ten tournament? No, because they're going to have to beat Purdue, Ohio State, and Michigan State, or a combination of that to do so. That's not easy to do. We saw them play those three teams in 1 week, mm-hmm. let alone three nights, and it didn't work out. And two of those games were at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Does it mean it can happen? Well, of course it can happen. There's no doubt it can happen, but is it likely? No.
That, yeah.
Well, there's a reason you play a regular season. It's to determine the seeding and who's going to play in the Big Ten tournament. And the teams with the best records will play the least amount of games. Their bonus is buys Wednesday, buys Thursday, and they sit there Friday and have a nice long rest period. So if Ohio State, who played Indiana last Friday, well, their first game is Friday at 6:30. So they have a full week off to get prepared. That's a great bonus to play the winner of the 7-10 game the night beforehand. Mm-hmm. Purdue, Michigan State both played on Sunday. Michigan State's the first game out, so you can make the argument for being the best of the best. You've got the quickest turnaround. But yep. when these teams talk about 3 or 4 days turning around after having, I don't know.
A couple ones. Yeah, exactly.
A couple 18-hour turnarounds. This is
like spring break.
This is fine.
Yeah.
This is no problem at all. And that's the other part Archie Miller talked about. He said, well, why the Big Ten tournament in New York City? Well, if you're going to go, you have the spotlight. There are conferences that are playing regular season games this week where – you don't get lost in the shuffle of what's going on where every conference tournament – when the Big Ten tournament's in their normal week and they're playing their semifinals on Thursdays – or on – I'm sorry. When they're playing their quarter – what is it, quarterfinals? No, it's not even quarterfinals. It's a second round.
Right.
There are some conferences having tournament championships that night.
Yeah.
And then Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday. It's all
their championship game is the last game of the weekend traditionally.
It usually is, and it's the last game of this weekend. Well, it's 4:30 on Sunday.
Meaning the last game of regular season leading up to the announcements.
I think that's the point. The point is there is no other championship game you're going to split time with and watch. There are no other semifinals. There are no other meaningful, quote-unquote, meaningful games, mm-hmm. elimination games, knockout games, March games that you're going to see anywhere else. So you can make the argument that that will be something you would like to watch. Compelling basketball that matters. People say, well, nobody watches the regular season in the big college basketball anyhow. Well, okay, good. If that's the case, then you get some tournament action with the Big Ten going out. Or I mean, there's going to be other tournaments going on early rounds to this and that and everything else
that
goes on
with
it.
Yeah, but nothing of the statue.
No, nothing of that statue at all. So you're going to do it once. You get the whole week to yourself. You're in the media mecca of the world. You are in the world's most famous basketball arena. I get it. I don't want to do it every year. But, yeah, that's part of the deal. It is almost a pilgrimage to go there and play because it's that important. Why is it that important? Well, when you've got to rearrange your whole schedule to play there, it tells you that it's a pretty big deal to get time in that arena at this time of the year. So that's what makes it exciting. What makes it exciting for Indiana is they still want to play. And I thought that was one of the great points of Archie's press conference yesterday. He goes, you have two different teams this time of year. A team that's ready to be done and is over it, ready to go home.
Right.
And then you have a team that wants to get better. And he said after the 2 days off, they got back in the gym. Guys had bounces in their steps. Guys were smiling again. Guys looked like they were getting after it, playing hard. And sometimes that's all it takes. You don't get a lot of two-day breaks in the middle of the season.
That's right.
And they know what the path in front of them. That has to be exciting. Why? Well, Ohio State just knocked them out on a 28-footer. Purdue came into their own building and beat them in the only matchup of the season. If you take care of two teams you've already taken care of this year quite handily by 20 points each the last two times you played them, you've got a pretty cool opportunity for, I don't want to say revenge because I think that's a silly term to use. You have an opportunity in the biggest media city on the most famous court to knock off your biggest rival.
I want to go real quickly to the playing of the Big Ten tournament because, as you mentioned, I mean, there are regular season games all over of the other big conferences. I just went through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedules, and I saw two games against ranked teams where both teams are ranked. One of them is
Duke
normal.
Carolina.
Duke Carolina. Guess what? That's 8:15 on Saturday when
done.
The Big Ten tournament will be done for the day.
Indiana, and we'll play the 4:30 game on Saturday. That's the last one.
The other game is Cincinnati and Wichita State.
Nobody cares. It's a rematch game. In Wichita. Great for
nobody's
them.
Nobody's watching that game. It's at noon. It'll be done by the time the final on Sunday even gets started.
4:30 so, final on Sunday.
So as you mentioned, I mean,
you got to stage yourself?
There's literally two games that the nation is going to even consider paying attention to other than a tournament. And you're going to have some pretty good matchups potentially here down the stretch for the Big Ten tournament.
You're going to have the only other thing that you're going to worry about is if there's a conference championship on the line during one of those games that is not where one game's playing over here. You don't even have to worry about it. The point of the matter is the Big Ten gets eyeballs. The Big Ten always has eyeballs. And now it's going to get a little extra boost with it. But the great news is this isn't something that's going to happen constantly, if ever again.
And I think that's the important part here because,
one and done.
You know, look, the Big Ten can be accused of a lot of different things. But one thing that it is it's the most popular, the most populous, has the highest alumni base. It has the highest endowments in the nation. It's got the stature that most other conferences do not have. You want to say the SEC is big in football? Hey, that's fantastic. The Big Ten is big in everything. And so if they're going to do something here, they're going to try something out, they're going to get the best out of it. Now, I don't think many people are going to tell you that it's a great idea to be a week early. We're going to make the best of it as is, and I think you will get some eyeballs. It'll make it at least interesting. And, you know, one thing I'm intrigued by is you're used to seeing upsets in the first weekend of the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. I'm interested to see how Big Ten teams do in their postseasons, given that they're going to have a little more than a week off before they have to play any postseason games. Some of them will have an entire week off, if not more. I'm intrigued to see how they perform then at the NCAAs and the NIT, those sorts of levels. Does a week off help them? We're used to seeing the likes of, you know, the Belmonts of the world or somebody like that coming through and suddenly getting a big upset and nobody expects on a 3-seed or something to that effect. I'm interested to see if that rest is something that has helped those teams. There's an underdog factor, and then the Big Ten won't be the underdog, but is the rest a factor in it too? I think that's one thing that comes out that's interesting.
Every big conference champion has to win 3 games in 3 days. Way around it. Everybody plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or if your conference tournament ends on Saturday night, you play Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, but even if Michigan State wins it on Sunday, they've got an entire week and a half off before they have to play on a Thursday at the earliest of the NCAA tournament. Yeah, exactly.
That's a long time.
That's a long time to be sitting around. I mean, but is it a rust or is it a rest thing?
I think there's two ways you approach it. And you approach it as what it is instead of what you'd like it to be. You can't do anything about it, so you have to embrace it. You have to embrace it as what do we do over Christmas break? We had a two-week period. How many games do we play in there?
Right.
3, 2, 1. Okay, do you scrimmage in that time? Do you go hard for this? Do you do this? Do you do that? That's why these guys get paid a lot of money. They're supposed to crack these codes. They get thrown a schedule that's compact and thrown in, and how do we deal with it? We've never had to deal with this before. We'll deal with it.
Yeah, figure it out.
That's what it's all about. Somebody had to win the league championship. Somebody's going to have to win the Big Ten tournament championship. And if Archie Miller just told us yesterday that 2 days of rest completely rejuvenated his squad,
right.
I can only imagine what a week's going to do.
No kidding.
You give him 3 or 4 days to go home for spring break, whatever you want to call it, make sure everybody stays out of trouble. Then you come back, and then you put your game week together. I don't think it'll be an issue at all because these guys all love routine. We know everybody loves routine, but it's a little bit different. And when the difference is rest and not extra games,
yeah, exactly.
I think you can get a better product out of the deal. Now, do I want this to happen all the time? I don't. I don't have to worry about it happening. The United Center, 2019 and 2021. Indianapolis, 2020 and 2022. So there you go on your next four Big Ten championships. Back in the old Midwest.
Yep.
But you've got to get around it. I don't think there's any team right now that says, man, we'd love to play 3 days later and then go run and make a big tournament run.
Right.
Everybody's nicked up. Everybody's banged up to some degree. Hey, you know what? You caught up on school. Maybe not stressing out on school.
Actually,
makes you play a little
being
bit better.
Able to do school in class.
Well, you don't have to have that cloud hanging over your head. Jeez, when am I going to get this paper done? When am I going to get this project done? That can all be, to some point, taken out of it. So what do we know? We don't know anything because it's never happened before. But there could be some unintended consequences of this. Could make the basketball better.
Yeah.
Rested guys play better basketball. There is no coach that will tell you any different.
You've got three teams, and I'll throw Michigan in there as a possibility.
Michigan has to be in there.
Well, and I'm thinking past the Big Ten tournament, but you've got three teams in the NCAA tournament, and Michigan, I think, can be thrown in there easily, who have chances to make deep runs, if not win. A couple of them win the whole damn thing. And a week and a half of rest, to me, is intriguing to see to start
advantage.
With. Yeah, I mean, it's a side bar to this. This is not why they're doing it, but I'm intrigued to see what it does.
Well,
for
let's
them.
Keep our ears open because I know someone's going to ask Calipari. I know someone's going to ask Krzyzewski. I know
They'll
someone's going to ask
it.
Roy Williams or Bill Self and say, hey, Big Ten teams in the top five, you've got, there's Purdue loitering around there. Michigan State's two in the country.
Yep.
Ohio State didn't do themselves any hurt last week winning a pair of games. They were 16 when they played Indiana. They have to be up from that. Who cares about the polls? But the point is, these teams matter in the grand scheme of things. And if they are well-rested and you are not as rested, but you have to remember, the first weekend of this tournament, you can rest guys if you're up 63-27.
Sure. Well,
and
that helps down the road. I mean, you got to win six straight.
And a lot of these guys are going to be up 63-27.
Well, it'll help them do that,
if they do their business in that. So there are other ways of getting rest, but I don't think you have the extreme rest that the Big Ten has. So I've just spun it into a positive of why it can work. So I don't think anybody making $4 million a year coaching is going to have any big problem doing it to a bunch of kids that they've already spun in their direction to join them at school and play for their program. But that's the thing. Eat right, take care of your body, get your schoolwork done, freeze your mind, play basketball.
Got take a quick break. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Talk IU's prospects in this here Big Ten tournament when we get back from the break. Dave and Glass with you in the Zone. You're back in the Zone with Dave and Glass on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Big Ten tournament tips off. Actually, already has tipped off. It is 28-21 Iowa. Iowa was up big to start. Illinois has come back and made it closer, but Iowa's keeping them at arm's length at the moment. The Hoosiers will play the winner of tonight's later game, Minnesota, the 11 seed against Rutgers, the 14 seed. Rutgers is atrocious, and Minnesota's banged up, but Minnesota's at least got a pulse.
Two things are not our problem.
Yeah. Minnesota has a pulse. They have Nate Mason and Jordan Murphy. All of that would seem to trump Rutgers, but, you go out and you play the game, and you do it in New York City, home of the Rutgers, sort of. So here's my question to you, Glass. Winning a tournament of any kind, whether it's the NCAA and you're playing every other day, or whether it's a Big Ten tournament, you're playing every day, whether it's 3, 4, or 5 days in a row, it's all quick turnarounds. So we've talked a lot about quick turnarounds for this basketball team. They've had seven times this year. They've had a one-day rest in between games, which is akin to the NCAA tournament weekend, Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday. This is a little bit more than that. But given that experience for this Hoosier team, we know that's unique. I mean, sure, there's been some one-day turnarounds in the past, but not this many. Does that give this team a better advantage to win the tournament that this team, this school, has never won?
I bet if you go through and you ask teams that had to come out from Wednesday or come out from Thursday, when you win, you are not sore. When you win, you are not tired.
It seems
when
to catch up with you eventually, though. Well,
you know what also catches up with you eventually?
Getting your butt kicked.
Talent. And if you're playing the number one seed from the other side of the bracket, yes, they should have the advantage. That is their reward for winning the regular season. It is. But they'll be playing their third game in 3 days. You'll be playing your fourth game in 4 days. I don't think one game makes all of a huge difference in that, because the high of getting there, and if you have to play the extra days, we saw what Connecticut and Syracuse do this over the years in the Big East. Hey, one of them shouldn't be there. There's a triple overtime. You play at 2 o'clock in the morning, come back, win the next game, and double over. Whatever it is. If you have the high, if you're doing things you're not supposed to be doing, Michigan's plane ran off the runway last year.
That's right.
They played in pink shoes and practice jerseys. They could have given. They won the whole thing.
That's right.
So I can't get caught up in schedules and anything else, because they are kids.
Then why hasn't
18 to 22 year old kids?
Then why
that
hasn't
react differently to certain situations?
Why has Indiana struggled so badly in this? Now, I, as an Indiana fan, and most Indiana fans complained about the Big Ten tournament when it was put into place. Our fearless leader at the time certainly made it.
Hated it. Didn't want any part of it.
Made it a big deal at the time. So we all are conditioned to the fact that the Big Ten tournament is useless. Other than we could use it this year to win it. But why? Have you never been able to do it?
We were conditioned in all those days because we didn't need the extra games or want the extra games, because Indiana was usually in the NCAA tournament. So what was playing extra going to do?
It was taking away the sanctity, if you will, of the regular season championship.
Back then in the regular season, when you played a true round robin home and home, there was an argument to be made there.
Right.
Since you don't do that anymore.
No, there's still an argument to be made. You might be
wrong.
I mean,
wrong.
There's a better one against it, but no, or it was good at least.
If everybody plays home and away and you determine a regular season champion, I don't think you need a postseason champion. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. Now that you have 14 teams, you have an unbalanced schedule, it gives the guy that says, oh, well, Michigan State had the easy schedule this year. They won the league.
Right.
So we're going to take it to them in the Big Ten tournament, show them who's boss, and win us a championship. That's great. You know what? I'm a fan first, and the more Big Ten basketball I can get is better for me, so I'm all for the tournament. I think it's great in Indianapolis when the place is packed and it's loud. I think it's great when it's in Chicago and you've got great matchups up there. I'm all for more basketball. Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to sit here and go back and watch the Minnesota-Rutgers film tonight to get ready for IU tomorrow. I'm not going to do that. But when we're going to go out after this and we're going to hang out with our buddies, and the game's going to be on in the background, and we're going to talk about Big Ten basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of the marketing that goes along with this. Why are they taking this to Madison Square Garden, you asked me earlier? Well, this is why.
Yeah, absolutely.
To put your brand out there, to advertise, to show the committee, who doesn't have to have one eye on your game and one eye on three other games, hey, right now, Nebraska's not in the tournament.
Well, it has less
Let's
to do.
Let's take a look at that.
It has less to do with the timing, more to do with the place. It's just the place wasn't available next
at
week.
At the time, so now you have to embrace both of it. But I think the issue is when you take this all, I think what you have to do is you can't cherry pick your issues. I think you have to take it all together. And you're going to find that if you don't like it, your team's probably not going to like it. If you love it and your team gets fired up in it, you might play better in it. I think it's more of the reflection of the coach. If the coach thinks it's a big deal and you need to win everything, the team plays like it.
So Archie has gotten his team to buy in.
Yes, it looks like it.
And I think we'd all agree that he's doing a very good coaching job with a team that doesn't have the talent of Michigan State and Purdue and maybe even Ohio State.
I don't think any of that's out of line.
How does he get – what is it about this tournament that he can do to get his team to buy into winning this tournament? And let me follow up to that, because there's a period here where we got excited because they won four straight games. But those four straight games were against the bottom four teams, who are all atrocious compared to the rest of the conference. And then they lost the next two against the top five teams, top four teams, in fact. What is there to believe that this team can do it? How does he make that happen?
I think it's the same thing he told them a year ago when they got here. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's our way, and if you listen to what we tell you, we're gonna get closer to where we need to get to each time we play. Each time they play is a referendum on the buy-in, the system, the blueprint, and everything else. If they're satisfied where they're at right now,
right.
Then,
and he won't let them be. I mean, we'll let them hear
they
it.
Don't, right. And they don't want to be.
Right.
You've heard them say it's fun playing together. It's, we're getting this defense. We're starting to understand how it works. We're starting to see how our defense creates offense. We get easier baskets and things like that. It's a referendum, in my opinion, every time they go out there, of the message that's either getting through or not getting through. And I think in the last 6 to 8 weeks, we can argue from January 1st forward that more of the message has gotten through to per player, team, trends, you name it. He said the last 6 weeks, he said, we're going up.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to stop that momentum? For the program, for the players, it's unfair to the seniors to check out. They didn't check out on you.
That's right.
So you can't check out on them. We've seen Justin Smith the last 4 or 5 games go to a completely – Justin Smith wasn't playing in the first week of Big Ten.
It was just three minutes a game for a while.
That was it. Yeah. So that's why. Because Devontae Green can come back. Oh, he's at home in the Garden.
That's right.
Look out. He might Devontae Green.
Yeah, he might. Who knows what that means now?
Well, when he went, remember he went to Seton Hall the first time?
Yeah, oh yeah. He
played didn't have a shoe on half the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kept Indiana in the game the first time.
No, I mean, I just don't know which it's going to be.
But I think that game can kind of answer your question for you. You saw bits and pieces in the Seton Hall game in November of what good, bad, hey,
yeah.
You went through every range of emotion in that game for the first 30 minutes or so before it got away late. And why do you keep going? So you can be in games for 38 minutes and then 39 minutes. And then, let's see, what's overtime? 5 and 5. And then 49.57, whatever, when C.J. Jackson hit that 3. That's why you do it. Because there's always something to play for, whether it's individual numbers, whether it's your brothers, the 5 seniors, whether it's your position and playing time next year, whether you're looking for NBA guys to take a look at you. There's always something to play for. And quite simply for this team, if you wanted to drag it down to bare bones and strip it down, the only way they get in the NCAA tournament is if they win this. So that is the carrot they hang and they say, You're the sixth seed. You can't do it unless you do this.
You want to make some of this. So put something up on the end of the season.
You want to put something on the whiteboard? Yeah. That's it. You have to win Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you want to go play in the big boy tournament down the road. If you lose in the final, whatever comes out of that is great. But winning seems to solve lots of problems. Seems lots of problems with fan bases in the sense, well, I'm not real sure if I'm on this thing or not. Well, if you get to the Big Ten final and get beat, I don't think there's any shame in that.
No, I don't either.
And this team this year.
Not when you got to go through Purdue and Ohio State,
no.
Potentially.
And who knows what's going to happen in the title game.
Yeah.
Michigan State has not, they're okay at these. They're not unbeatable.
They've won the most.
They have won the most. So there's another part to your question. Why does Tom Izzo think this is important? He's done a lot of good things.
Well, I was going to get into a little bit of that. 812-333-2665. Just some interesting facts on the Big Ten tournament. It's been 20 years. It started in 1998.
Yeah.
So you only got 3 years of this with Bob Knight.
Illinois is 15-5.
Yeah, and they made it. They were obvious that, you know, he was obvious that he couldn't stand this. And I think most Indiana fans went along with him on this. Two of these titles have been vacated, including the very first one. I always find that interesting.
Tell me what year.
1998.
It's Ohio State or Minnesota. Michigan.
Robert Traylor was the most valuable player.
There you go.
They were the 4 seed. 2002, the 5th year, Ohio State. Want to guess who the most valuable player in 2002 was for Ohio State?
As Michael Redd or Scoony Penn?
Boban Savovic.
Oh, they busted a lot of threes.
You've got names like James Augustine, Jeff Horner, that are the most valuable players of the tournament.
Yeah, Luke Recker jumped up on the table and beat
us. Great ones like, you know, I mean, Evan Turner, Draymond Green, Aaron Kraft, Frank Kaminsky, Denzel
Recker
Valentine.
Recker was the MVP, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. Reggie Evans.
Oh, because he had every rebound in the building.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but that was year 4 of the tournament. But here is the Hoosiers' record in the Big Ten tournament over the years.
Let me preface.
12-20.
Yeah, that's fine. Because they've lost every year. They've won one. Yeah, right. You have 20 losses because you have not won a tournament.
Correct.
If you won one tournament, you have 19 losses,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So don't let the
But they've only won 12.
They've only
games.
Won 12. And to your
that means
point,
they haven't won a game.
To your point about what to play for,
several of them.
what to play for and what's going on. And what I thought Archie said was interesting, this team wants to keep playing.
Yeah.
How many Indiana teams in those last Bob Knight years wanted to keep playing?
It didn't look like it.
Go see what they did in the NCAA tournament out early of the Big Ten tournament that they didn't care about. Yeah. Well, it's not. Don't look it up. It's not good.
Bob didn't have a lot of wins in the NCAA tournament his last few years.
No, he did not. He did not at all.
One or two, I think, maybe in his last five or six. So it wasn't many. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. So the Hoosiers now are awaiting the winner of Rutgers and Minnesota, which will be tonight. Do you have a preference?
Who do I have like a preference? Play? Absolutely. I want to play Rutgers.
Yeah.
All night, every night, twice, if we can do so, if that gets us to the final. Great. Why? Because Minnesota has better basketball players and better athletes. And I don't know who's healthy and are back. I'll go look at the Minnesota site here in a minute.
I think Coffey's out for the year.
I don't think they're going to put anything up there that's going to tell you who's playing or not playing. Yeah. But I don't know if they have one of the, you know, gophernuts.com or one of those type deals where you can look on there. If Coffey's out for the year.
I thought he was.
They're going to struggle.
Yeah.
Because they lose that athletic front court position. And Jordan Murphy does not have a wingman.
Right.
Jordan Murphy is basically fighting himself. We saw that team here at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall a couple weeks ago. The score was, you told me, 80-56.
Yeah, beat them well.
And beat them handily because Indiana really wasn't beating anybody by 20 at any point. And the two teams
played them back-to-back at Rutgers and beat the crap out of them there, held them to 43 points.
Right.
Held Minnesota to 56.
It was the first time in the Statcaster era that Indiana held back-to-back teams under 100 points combined.
Oh, combined, that's right.
So that was hey, look, we're getting better. Hey, look, we're buying into it. Those are the facts. They've held two Big Ten teams to 40-something points. Northwestern was the other one.
Yep.
At home, they did Rutgers on the road, which made that impressive. I like teams who don't have guys that can score a lot of points.
Yeah.
You want to tell me Corey Sanders can get hot and get 30? He can. I don't know if there's much other help on that team. Since Indiana has played Rutgers last, they've had one of their starters in and out suspended at least once. So Pikel, who got his contract extension before the year started, he knows he can do it his way now. He doesn't have to rely on the talent to tell him what to do as opposed to whatever else.
Well,
that's a huge deal because Rutgers is not going to dress this up as a home game.
Right.
Rutgers isn't going to try to make this into something it's not. And Rutgers has to win tonight in the next game at 8 o'clock or 8:30, whenever that goes, to even think about playing Indiana. So teams that are having to play on Wednesday because they're not very good, number one. Minnesota's team last year had a taste of some other things that you would hate for them to start remembering and recreating. Nate Mason can play.
Yeah.
We know he can play.
Yep.
We know that
Murphy can play.
Murphy is a double-double machine and can play. And all those other kids that have had to play since Indiana was up there last and beat them on the road, don't forget,
that's right,
have all played 14 games since then and added some minutes and some experience to their time. Does it sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth? No, but what I do know is Indiana is not playing Minnesota at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall tomorrow night if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
This is a neutral game. Weird things happen. Minnesota will have one game under their belt playing in that arena.
Yeah.
Or Rutgers, whoever's going to win this game, is going to have to do something to win it. I doubt either team can lose it for the other one. I don't think this is going to be 42-43. Usually when bad teams get together, all of a sudden you find the ball starts going in the basket because they can't guard you either.
Yeah. I mean, Illinois has got 31 points at half.
Well, there you go. 35-31 is your halftime score.
Doesn't seem like a lot,
Iowa,
but it is for them.
And Illinois. Rutgers is the 14 seed. This is a 12-13 game, and Minnesota is the 11. So who missed out on that by one part? Well, that's going to be the opponent of Penn State tomorrow night, and that was Northwestern. So if of those five, I think you'd want to play, obviously, Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Iowa give you a fight up 13 points on you on their home court. You don't have to worry about that. They're going to the other side of the bracket. So how the draw came out for Indiana is good. You saw what Illinois did to Indiana. Gave them some issues with turnovers and everything else. Iowa in the first half has 11 turnovers.
11.
Yeah. 11
sounds
is
like
a lot.
Nate Mason is fourth in Big Ten games.
He can play.
That's scoring 18.6. Jordan Murphy is 17th, just above Robert Johnson at 14.9. Those guys can play. So I'm exactly with you on that. I mean, I'd always rather play the worst team.
Because
this is not Rutgers home course.
Yeah,
this is not Rutgers home course. Rutgers has zero connection to New York other than it's a state next to New York.
Right.
You know, there's literally nothing that puts them in there.
It takes just as long to drive.
It's not like they play half their games there.
It takes just as long to drive from Piscataway than it does to fly from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Now, the other issue with this is
Jordan Murphy's leading the league in rebounding.
That's not a surprise.
By 1.5 rebounds a game.
He's very active, very busy, and Indiana's 2-0 against him. Yeah. So there you have it. The other part of this is go look up how many times Rutgers won two games in a row in the conference this year.
Well, won three, didn't they?
Well, I can answer that question without looking it up. So I think if you're going to ask me who we need to pick and who we need to play, Archie said he didn't care. And he said, this time of year, if you're worried about the opponent, I'm paraphrasing here, you shouldn't be. You should be worried about your team and what your team is doing. That's the only controllable Indiana has as of this moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only controllable they have are the guys that went on this trip and how they're getting comfortable tonight, how they're going to watch this game, how they're going to have the kids watch it, how they're going to scout it. And as he also mentioned, and we'll expound on this as we go on, that game's going to be over at 10:30 tonight.
Yeah.
They play at 9 tomorrow night. That's almost a full day to prepare.
Yeah.
It's not a AAU tournament where you play 12, 2,
right,
6, and
right.
8.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can turn around and you've got plenty of time to look at some film
and you know,
and walk through the ballroom.
You know, it's one of two teams. I mean, it may not be one, so you can concentrate everything on it, but they've spent 4 days
looking at these
two
teams. And you just told me they played in 3 days apart.
Yeah.
So you're fresh.
Yeah,
you got it up in your head and you're ready to roll. So I don't think that Indiana did themselves a favor by getting a worse than a worse better. Because I don't know if you want a team like Northwestern, it seems like they can pitch in 16 threes in a night. Minnesota and Rutgers are going to struggle to do that.
And the other choice coming down the stretch was Wisconsin, along with Northwestern. You don't want any part of Wisconsin.
Or I don't. Even Illinois to a degree.
Got to take a quick break. 812-333-2665 is the phone number. Back in just a couple minutes. Dave and Glass with you in the Zone. All right, back in the Zone with David Glass on Newstalk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. 812-333-2665 is our phone number. Some programming notes for you. We've got basketball tonight.
Absolutely true.
We do.
Absolutely.
We've gotten that on the schedule, but we have Big Ten basketball on tonight, do we not?
I'm pretty sure we have Villanova and Seton Hall.
All right, there you go.
Because
we'll have basketball for you.
We will have basketball later, and that's for sure. And anytime we have basketball, it will start around 8:00. So
there
what game it's going to be, it could be top 10.
Villanova-Seton Hall would be more entertaining probably than Rutgers and Minnesota.
I think Rutgers and Minnesota,
like to hear that.
We'll get you a little scouting report there.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens there. We've had to jump through some hoops with the Big Ten tournament because we can't broadcast on WGCL any games involving Indiana.
Yeah.
So we tomorrow night Indiana plays at 9:00. Your money with David Hayes is at 6:00. So we can't do the 6:30 game and we can't do the late game because Indiana's playing.
Yeah.
We can't do the Indiana game on Friday if they win for the simple fact we have high school basketball. That's your next programming note.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus East. It'll be the gym, sectional semifinal number 2, East Central and South, Friday night, John Callahan, Terry Stoltz.
And what time does that start?
That will start, Chalk Talk will start after 7:00. Last night, the fourth quarter started at 7:01. The fourth quarter ended at 7:38 because we had Tom Crean Jr. on the Shelbyville sideline running around like a madman. His strategy down 14 was to foul and then shoot get two-pointers after they foul and make their free throws. So they miss a front end of a 1-1. so it's 13. They miss a front end of a 1-1. They come down and make a layup.
Yeah.
11,
love
foul.
It.
Then they'd make two, and then they'd come down and either make or miss, and then they're not even shooting threes.
Yeah, it's not going there.
So they're trying to full court press. They're trying to do this. But the moral of the story was the fourth quarter took 37 minutes on a game that was never closer in the fourth quarter than 7 points.
Yeah.
So you get, I'm going to be a star coach someday, watch me guy. And then you got a team with the 14-point lead that can't make their free, making 1-2 all night, so just to keep them around there.
What was the final of that game?
The final of that game was 12, 81-69.
Because Columbus North beat Shelbyville.
Columbus North led for 3.5 quarters. Shelbyville never led after the first 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
So the coach of the year was making a substitution every time. They must have had 27 team fouls.
Jeez.
Had every offense or defense. You know, he was working it.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
It was an absolute clown show.
Good for him.
Well, you know, if you're in the game, you're in the game. If you're not in the game,
Yeah.
Take it like a man and go home.
So the South Panthers will be on tomorrow night.
Now,
sometime after 7 o'clock against Columbus East. Friday night, rather.
Well, this
Saturday,
is a big deal.
Let's start with Friday. South wins,
you ask what time it's going to be on Friday?
Yeah.
Columbus North, Columbus East.
Yeah.
Let's butt some heads.
Yeah.
That gym's going to be rocking.
Yeah.
The referees are going to have a hard time keeping that one together. East beat North earlier in the year.
Yeah.
North is probably better now than East is. So you're going to have a great one on your hands. Be patient.
Yeah.
We'll get you the game when it starts. Yeah. You will not miss a minute of game time. I promise that. I promise you that. And then the sectional championship is 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Chalk Talk will be at 6:30. There is no game before that one.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We do have on our schedule Big Ten tournament for Saturday, both semifinals and the championship game on Sunday, assuming the Hoosiers aren't in
that
those
is
games.
The key. The asterisk will be if Indiana is playing Ohio State on Saturday afternoon, that will be the late game, which will be, I believe, 4 o'clock, somewhere in that area. That game will not air. We will air the first game. We will not air the second game. And if Indiana plays in the championship, we might not air any Big Ten basketball all weekend long. So I'll trade that
but
for a Hoosier.
It's there if we need it. And then we'll have some other championship games during the course of next week also. So,
don't blink. It's going to be a hectic one for sure.
812-333-2665 is our phone number. What do the Hoosiers need to do to go and win this tournament?
It's simple.
I'm going to say one thing needs to change, and I've been harping on it the last couple shows. Needs to change from late in the season. It was better most of the season. They need to hit the boards better. They've been beaten on the boards the last 3-4 times out at least.
You cannot give second shots. You cannot give second opportunities and possessions through turnovers. Those are things that absolutely killed Indiana in their last week of the regular season. When you play against better teams, we always talk about that scorecard you need to bring out. You need to hit about 9.5 out of the 10 things. I think that's absolutely true. The best news for Indiana is if they are going to embrace this challenge and get after it, Purdue knows they're in the tournament. Ohio State knows they're in the tournament. I don't know what their level of interest is in all of this. Do they want extra rest? I can't tell you. I can't speak for them. You're playing your rival in Purdue. If you beat Minnesota or Rutgers, I mean, that carrot's the number one carrot. How do you beat Purdue? How do you beat Minnesota and Rutgers? The same way. You can't turn the ball over 20 times. You can't have a 3-of-23 night from three. I don't know how they're going to shoot in this gym, free throws or three-pointers, but what the trend tells me, Dave, is I'm not going to put a lot of stake into it. So what travels? Defense, rebounding, not throwing the ball away. You can do those things.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be a great shooter overnight. You're not going to turn it into something you're not just for a tournament run. But can you get hot during the tournament run? Oh, yeah. You absolutely can do so.
You bet.
And the belief and everything else that goes with it. But what we have seen doom Indiana or make Indiana really good, really good starts, taking care of what they can control. If Carson Edwards is going to get 40, we hope that's not the case. We haven't been giving up a ton at the three-point line. Gave Purdue a good battle.
Yeah,
but I agree with you. Well, how do you rebound against Purdue and who does? Well, you've got to have all five guys rebound.
Hey, we crushed Michigan State here.
Yeah,
the
you
issue
had a lot of,
is,
lot of,
it's
lot
not
of,
here.
A lot of tip rebounds, a lot of things that were, yes. So you have to be active. The other thing that's going to kill Indiana, besides turnovers, and that can't travel. That has to be left at Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
It has to be left.
Yep.
The other thing is Juwan Morgan cannot get in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It can't do it. There's no replacement. There's no stopgap for that.
Yeah.
We've seen the times where Morgan has had to go. This is how bad it was. Morgan had two fouls. I can't remember who it was against. 13, 14, 15th minute. He's back at the 8-minute mark.
Yeah.
Archie's like, hey, we're going back in.
Yeah.
We're not going to sit here and worry about that. I think that was against Ohio State because it was the audible gasp when he went back to the scorers table.
Right.
You're violating the coach's rule book.
What are you
doing? No, I'm trying to win the game.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think Juwan Howard can be in that foul situation at all, especially against Purdue. That will not help anything. So I think you're right. Rebounding travels. Defense travels. The way you take care of the ball travels. I can't make them shoot it great on the road, but I'd sure like to see that. Robert Johnson, it was 9-12 at Iowa.
Well,
bring him along with you.
They did pretty well defensively against Michigan State, Purdue, and Ohio State in Assembly Hall.
Yep.
The question is, are you going to be able to score enough to keep up at the same time? And you're doing it on the road in what will probably be at least partially dead environment here. Well, let's be fair about that. It's not going to be
Hoosier packed. Fans will show up a little bit.
There'll be some there'll Hoosier be fans some, in there.
There'll be the noisiest ones. That'll be for sure.
There always are in New York. And there's a pretty significant fan base for the Big Ten in New York City. But
there is.
You still got to get them to show up.
And guess who the Garden's going to ride?
The underdog.
The
always.
Underdog. Always. They will hop on, yep. Saddle it up.
Yep.
Get in the range and go. Mm-hmm. But Indiana's got to give them something to cheer for. Mm-hmm. So they have to take it on the road themselves. They are playing for more than their opponents are playing.
Yeah.
They can I think Archie can sell this mentally. Mm-hmm. And with the time off they've had physically to get healed up, you can't have the Justin Smith, Robert Johnson, Juwan Morgan, 68 of the 75 at Minnesota night. Balance to come with it.
Who's an X factor? Juwan Morgan's an obvious.
Devontae Green.
Yeah.
Home court advantage.
I'm with you.
And he can score. He can get his own shot.
If you want to win this tournament, he's got to be unconscious.
He's got to give you 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
3 out of 4 games like you saw at Ohio State games. Yeah. Not 20. We'll give him a break.
Right.
He needs to be in the 12 to 18 range.
Yeah.
He needs to do that on 5 or 6 shots.
Controlled.
He needs to have 5 or 6 assists yep. and 3 turnovers maximum.
Yeah.
He gets 3 because he tries to make plays. I'm mm-hmm. giving him a break on that. He should have some leash.
He can have a couple.
Because he's getting to different spots other guards can't get to.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this all year, and I'm going to talk about it one more time here before we get to the Big Ten tournament. 4 guards. I can't mm-hmm. have 1.5 of 4
yeah.
each night.
Yeah.
You have to have balance.
Somebody's got
to
be there.
Because the point is you can play 4 in 4 days. Mm-hmm. You can't have 2 guys – 1.5 guys get you to Saturday afternoon and they're dead.
Defense wins championships is the moniker. It can't really win
untrue.
It this week.
Defense is
you got to score this week.
Defense is going to get you a situational stop
right.
and a rebound and not a second chance and a loose ball mm-hmm. when you need one late.
Right.
And a team that wants to believe in that and get on that, those are the 50-50 plays that we made against Ohio State and didn't get over the hump. They can get you to the hump. Get yourself over the hump.
2 of the top teams that we are facing potentially in our schedule here can score when they want.
Purdue is one of them.
Purdue and Michigan State. So, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to put the ball in the basket. Ohio yep. State, I think you can hold down. I think you can look at that game and hold them into your level. But Purdue and Michigan State are always in danger.
One interesting part is Purdue can get really fired up to play at Assembly Hall.
Yeah, that's right.
Ohio State, hey, it's us against 18,000 people.
Yeah.
Not now.
Well,
now we see how mentally tough some teams are, too. That's what makes it great. That's why the tournament's the best.
We shall see. It's a 5-point game. Iowa beating Illinois right now. Rutgers, Minnesota to come here shortly. Hoosiers play tomorrow night against the winner of Rutgers, Minnesota. We will be back Monday, so tune in then. You've been in the zone.